Hi, welcome back to our broadcast. I'm just going to be really brief with you this morning. I've got a real short message that I want to just speak into your life, and it's about the end time. You know, a lot of times we're looking at the end times as, yes, the way to get out or for the rapture to come, for us to get out of this place and to go on. But you know what the Lord said? He said to occupy until I come. What is the heart of the Father? The heart of the Father is not for us to just be ready to check out and get out of here, but what the Lord wants for us to do, He wants us to occupy until He comes, to advance the kingdom. What is the agenda of the Lord? Everybody has an agenda. What's God's agenda? God's agenda is to bring as many people into the kingdom as is possible. And this is in Luke chapter 10, I'm going to really briefly just read a couple of scriptures here and remind us of what the Lord said to the disciples when He sent out the 72. He called, 12 is not enough. He gathered 72 more and sent them out. And then when He did, He sent them with authority and power over demons and devils to do the work of God, for what? To destroy the work of Satan. Because His desire is to deliver people, not to bring people into bondage, but to deliver them. So in Luke chapter 10, this is what He says. He says, the Lord, in verse 1, I'm reading in the New Living Translation, the Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and the places He planned to visit. And these were His instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send more workers into the fields. This is what the Lord was saying to him. He's saying, look, I'm sending you out to take this message of freedom, of deliverance, of salvation. And I'm giving you authority over demons and devils that you don't have to fear anywhere you go. And He told them not to take anything with them. Take one pair of clothing. Don't take anything else. They don't need anything, but watch that God would provide for everything they needed. What does the enemy use to try to turn us back? He uses fear. The only thing he can use is fear to get us to turn back or to stop or to not do what God has called us to do. We should not live in fear of what is happening in this earth, but be excited and anticipate what God is going to do and how He's going to use us and to see people's lives changed. Not just to selfishly wait for the Lord's return or watch for His return so that we can check out, but that we occupy until He comes, that we do and work and be obedient to the Lord's voice in this earth so that we can move and advance the gospel, so that people will come to know the Heavenly Father for who He truly is, so that they'll have a relationship with Him, so that they can have the same joy of salvation that we have. It's selfish for us to keep it to ourselves and not to share or not to show other people that there is a better way and there's a way that God has provided for them so that they can live in peace and joy, and that whatever they face, they don't face it alone. Yes, we're going to face trials in this world. We are going to face things that are hardships and things that are difficult, things that just hurt us on the inside, or things that are painful, but we don't do anything or walk out anything alone, and everything and in every situation, God will cause us to overcome, to advance the kingdom. He goes on in Luke chapter 10, real quickly, and this is what he says in verse 16. Now, after he tells them to go out and explains, you can read this in Luke chapter 10, but in verse 16, and then he said to the disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me. And anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. This message of the gospel, when you present it, when you share this with someone, if there's rejection, remember, it's not them rejecting you. They're rejecting Him or rejecting the gospel message. But we as believers need to show the love of God, show the goodness of God, because we don't want people rejecting the message looking at us because we're a hypocrite or we're not doing or walking in love. We want to give them the grace and the mercy and the love of God. And then if they reject that message, they're not rejecting us, but they're rejecting Him. They're rejecting God Himself. So if people can see the love of God through you, if they can see you share the love of God, you share the grace and the mercy, and if they turn away from you, then they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting him. But I believe most people, if they would see Christ for who he really is, how could they truly reject him? Most people, what they're rejecting is they're rejecting religion. They're rejecting the hypocrisy in the church. They're rejecting the religious or the religiosity that where someone acts as if they're better than them or acts as if they have it all together. And yet they have so much sin in their life or so much disobedience to the Lord in their life that they can't even look at that person without running away from God, because they think if that's what the kingdom is, if that's what God is, if that's who Christ is or the message of Christ, I don't want nothing to do with it. We don't want people to reject the gospel because we are in disobedience or we're just selfish or self-centered, but we want people to see the love of God, see the compassion of the Lord, the grace of the Lord. And then if someone rejects that message, They have chose that they don't want anybody in their life. They don't want an authority over them. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. They don't want to submit to anyone. They have decided to live their life as selfishly as possible and refuse the gift that God gave. They're not rejecting us, but it is our time to get up, to move and to go, and not just think about the end time as the rapture's coming. Glory to God. We're excited about that, but we don't want to be so caught up into just getting out of here that we forget that we have a job to do, that we forget that we are the hands and feet in the earth. We must be about the Father's business, and we don't have to do it in fear and dread, but with anticipation and excitement. All we are responsible to do is to be obedient. Just be obedient to what the Lord says. If he tells you to speak to a neighbor or to share a gift with someone, share something with them, meet a need, show someone compassion. When the Lord gives you that inner witness on the inside, when you're stirred up with compassion, that's the Lord leading you. Be obedient to that. That's what you're responsible to do. You are not responsible to, everyone is not given the mandate like Billy Graham or all the other great ministers that Reinhard Bonnke to win Africa or to win a nation, but you must be obedient to what the Lord gives you in your little area, whether it be big or small. Whatever it is, be obedient to what he says. That's your responsibility. You're not responsible to win the world. You're just responsible to be obedient to what the Lord says. Do as the disciples followed after him. Walk in those steps. Walk it out and be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And we will see the kingdom advance. People come into the kingdom, show the grace and the mercy of God, and let God's love pour out of you and watch God move and bring people in. Amen. And I know this is really short, but I just wanted to encourage you encourage you to get in and look at this yourself and let the Lord speak to you. Whatever, if you're stirred up right now, the Lord is trying to get something to you. He's trying to get a message to you, but you have to take this further. Get into God's word, look at it for yourself, and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. He will lead you. He will guide you. Don't be in fear. Run, chase fear out like if it was a snake coming into your house. Get it out. Don't let it stay. And be obedient, and let's advance the kingdom. Amen. Let me end this in prayer. Father, in the name that's above every name, Lord, we worship you today. Father, we thank you for helping us to see, Lord, the area that we need to be obedient in. God, to do and to walk out what you have given us, the instructions you give us individually to do our part to advance the kingdom, to do our part, Lord God, to share the good news and to shine the light, to do our part, Lord God, to let people see the truth of who you are, to let them see your heart, Lord, and to turn their hearts back to you, the Father. Lord, we thank you in the name that is above every name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.